You know, everyone's fighting for attention these days, right? And if you're trying to reach someone in human resources, well, you're probably facing this huge wave of digital marketing stuff.
Yeah, just a constant stream.
Exactly. So the big question is, how do you actually stand out? How do you genuinely connect and, you know, get real leads in the HR world? That's what we're really digging into today. Our mission basically is to cut through the buzzwords and figure out the real strategies and also the challenges involved in reaching HR pros effectively.
And we're looking at materials from Reach Marketing for this, right? Their website, articles, even a podcast bit.
That's the plan, using their insights on B2B lead gen specifically for HR. Okay, let's jump in.
So the first thing that really jumps out is just how much stuff HR professionals have to sift through every single day.
Yeah, information overload.
Totally. So to even get noticed, you really have to understand what they actually do. The Reach Marketing stuff points this out. You've got HR directors thinking strategy, talent acquisition leads finding people, benefits managers handling well-being and compliance.
Right, different roles, different focuses.
Yeah, and these are the people, building the company culture, trying desperately to keep good employees, and making sure the company follows all these complex rules.
And it sounds like it's definitely not easy for them. The sources talk about some pretty big challenges they face constantly, like the competition for talent. That's a huge one.
Oh, absolutely. They're under the gun to fill jobs fast, right?
Yeah.
But they might be stuck with like old software, and finding the right person is just hard work anyway.
You could just feel the pressure there.
Yeah, and think about it. An empty desk slows things down, and hiring the wrong person, that costs a lot more than just salary.
Good point.
And the Reach Marketing info also really stresses the compliance burden. Employment law keeps changing, and HR has to keep up with everything: benefits, rules, audits.
Ugh, audits. Nobody likes audits.
Definitely not. And one mistake there can cause major problems for the company.
Okay, so talent, compliance. What else? They mentioned engagement too,
Yeah,
right?
employee engagement. It's not just about hiring people. You need them to want to stay, to feel good about work.
Makes sense.
But apparently, a lot of HR teams are trying to do this without the right tools to actually measure how people feel or give proper support.
So it sounds like they're juggling a ton of complex stuff, maybe without all the resources they need.
Exactly. Which leads to the big question for marketers. How does your product or service actually help them with these specific headaches?
Right.
And that's where the Reach Marketing stuff shifts into strategies. And it all starts with being really, really precise.
Okay, precision, like targeted list building.
Precisely. They really hammer home the need for a super focused database of HR people, not just any business list.
So filtering.
Yeah, filtering by specific job titles, CHRO, HR manager, benefit specialist, talent acquisition lead, you name it. And then adding layers like company size, what industry they're in, even where they are geographically.
Makes sense. You want to talk to the right person.
You got it. And when you're that targeted, the next step, tailored outreach, becomes way more effective. Generic emails, straight to trash.
Yeah, delete.
Your message has to talk directly to their priorities. Got a wellness platform? Talk about boosting morale and, crucially, cutting turnover. HR cares about that.
Okay.
Selling onboarding software. Focus on how it saves HR time and makes new hires feel welcome from day one. The examples they use, wellness, onboarding, DEI consulting, they all tie back to those core HR problems we talked about.
So it's really about showing you understand their world and have a specific solution, not just a general pitch.
Exactly. Then they get into search marketing, which again is about being there when HR folks are actively looking for answers.
Like using the right keywords on your website.
Using the terms they use, like best employee engagement tools or HR compliance software. That's basic but crucial. And then using paid search ads, with phrases like streamline HR processes or automated onboarding system to catch people who are ready to find something now.
And getting them to a landing page.
Yep, a dedicated landing page with a clear next step. Download this guide, sign up for this webinar, book a demo, something concrete.
Okay. And email marketing is still big here.
Very big. Apparently, if you do it smartly with
Yeah.
good segmentation. Reach Marketing talks about their MQL, SAL, and SQL programs. It's like a funnel approach.
Right. The qualification funnel. Let's break that down. MQL, marketing qualified lead.
Yeah. So you offer something valuable via email, maybe like a 2025 HR compliance checklist. If an HR decision maker downloads it, boom, they're an MQL. They've raised their hand, basically.
Showing interest. Okay. Then SAL, sales accepted lead.
Right. That's the next filter. You take those MQLs and check if they fit your ideal customer profile, right job title. right company size. If yes, they become an SAL, ready for the sales team to look at more closely.
So weeding out the ones that aren't quite the right fit yet.
Exactly. And then the SQL program sales qualified leads, that sounds like the final stage. They use email data, other data points, maybe even a quick call to deliver leads who are pretty much ready to talk business.
And they even try to book the meeting directly. That sounds efficient.
Super efficient for sales. It's all about warming up leads progressively, making a conversion more likely.
Makes sense.
The sources also, naturally, talk about technology helping with all this. Mm. CRMs are key for keeping track of everything and personalizing messages.
Standard stuff, but important.
Yeah. And marketing automation for sending those targeted emails based on what people do.
Mm.
And data analytics, of course, to see what's working and tweak your approach.
Okay, so using tech to make the process smarter. Now, this next part I found really interesting. They break down how to talk to different HR roles. It's not the same message for everyone.
Absolutely not. That's crucial. Like talking to a CHRO, the Chief Human Resources Officer, you need to be strategic. Think big picture. Employee experience, cutting turnover across the board, speeding up hiring, HR innovation, future of work stuff, linking HR to business results.
High-level stuff. Got it. What about a CPO, Chief People Officer?
Similar level, but maybe more focus on the people side, positive culture, engagement, DEI programs, making sure it's a great place to work, organizational health.
So culture and well-being focused.
Right. Then you drop down a level, maybe to a VP of HR. Their focus might be more on practical improvements, making HR processes smoother, supporting compliance, simplifying workforce management, operational efficiency.
Making the department run better.
Exactly. And directors of HR, often even more hands-on. You want to show how you simplify their day-to-day tasks, help with employee relations, make compliance practical, maybe offer useful templates or checklists. They want to see the immediate operational win.
Like, how does this make my job easier tomorrow?
Pretty much. And don't forget benefits managers. They're laser focused on benefits administration, costs, compliance and benefits, and making sure employees are happy with their plans. So talk about simplifying enrollment, managing compliance easily, tools to see how plans are performing.
Tailoring it right down to their specific function. That level of detail seems really valuable.
It really highlights that you need a nuanced strategy. You can't just blast the same message everywhere.
For sure. They also mentioned some other tactics briefly.
Yeah, the usual suspects, but still important. Content marketing blogs, case studies, guides, videos to show you know your stuff.
Building authority.
Right. Social media, especially LinkedIn for HR pros, mm-hmm. sharing updates, running targeted ads there, then digital ads like PPC and retargeting people who visited your site, and, you know, good old-fashioned networking at trade shows and events still has its place.
So a mix of online and offline, potentially.
Yeah, it's about being in multiple places where HR pros might be looking or learning. Creates more touch points.
Okay. And they also listed some, like, key things to always keep in mind when marketing to HR.
They did. Big themes.
Yeah.
Always talk about efficiency, compliance, employee well-being, and show measurable results. ROI is huge.
Show me the numbers.
Definitely. Focus on core HR needs. Recruitment, retention, DEI, making admin easier. Use case studies, proof it works. Email with good lists and LinkedIn are powerful channels. Also think about webinars, trade publications, maybe sponsored content in HR journals.
Good ideas.
And a practical tip, timing matters. Think about HR budget cycles. Q4 and early Q1 are often key planning times.
Hitting them when they're making decisions.
Exactly. And keep circling back to their main pain points. Onboarding headaches, compliance worries, finding talent, keeping people engaged, address those directly.
It definitely sounds like Reach Marketing knows this space well, mentioning their 13 years and experienced team. That context helps.
Yeah, that experience probably informs a lot of these insights. And they keep coming back to data. Using and filtering those B2B databases is fundamental. Targeting by job title, industry, size, location.
And keeping the data clean.
Crucial. Clean, segmented data means your messages actually get delivered to the right inbox. Garbage in, garbage out, otherwise.
Right. Okay, and they finished with some quick stats.
Yeah, some interesting ones. Like 20% of businesses might switch HR software next year. That's a lot of movement.
Wow, 1 in 5.
The whole HR management market globally, estimated at over $27 billion. It's massive. And almost everyone, like 98% of companies, uses online tools for job training now. Shows how digital HR has become.
Those numbers really give you a sense of the scale and the opportunity here.
For sure. It paints a picture of a really dynamic, important sector.
Okay, so pulling this all together, it really feels like Reaching HR people effectively isn't about shouting the loudest with generic stuff.
Not at all.
It's about, first, genuinely getting what they're up against, the day-to-day grind, the compliance maze, the big strategic goals like culture and retention.
Mm-hmm. Deep understanding.
Then you've got to tailor your message. Speak the language of a CHRO, if that's who you're targeting, or focus on the nitty-gritty for a benefits manager. Make it relevant to their role.
Right. Personalization is key.
And finally, it takes a mix of strategies, smart list building, relevant outreach, useful content, and using tech wisely. It's a whole package.
Absolutely. Which kind of leads to a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. How could these core ideas, really understanding an audience's specific problems and tailoring how you communicate, apply elsewhere?
Yeah, beyond just HR marketing.
Right. Think about other professional groups or even just people you want to connect with better. What are their unique pressures? What matters most to them? How can you frame your message, whatever it is, so it genuinely resonates? Because at the end of the day, any good interaction, B2B or otherwise, really comes down to that foundation of, understanding and empathy.